You're hired. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More Americans than expected heard that last month. 263,000 jobs were created, and while that is down slightly from October,
analysts had expected to see roughly 200,000 new jobs added in November. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, as expected. Demand for workers is continuing to outpace the number of unemployed people looking for work, but companies in technology, entertainment, and real estate have been hit with a series of layoffs this year.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh tells Fox Business it's a tricky time in the economy.
In past downturns, we've had recessions. There's been a whole host of different reasons. In this particular case, you have a pretty strong stock market. You have very strong job growth.
Right.
You have wages going up.
Now, we do have a strong stock market, he says, but it's down for the year. And again this morning, the Dow is falling 198 points and the NASDAQ is losing 110. President Biden is now touting what they've just done to avert a railroad workers' strike.
Communities could have lost access to chemicals necessary to ensure clean drinking water. Farms and ranches across the country would have been unable to feed their livestock. And thanks to the bill Congress passed and one I'm about to sign, we've spared the country that catastrophe.
And he did sign that bill a moment ago, forcing unions to reject a tentative contract that had rejected that contract to accept it. The president is not committed yet to running in 2024, but he's backing changes. The Democratic National Committee is considering this weekend to change the primary contest order.
It's expected the body will approve giving South Carolina first in the nation status, jumping ahead of New Hampshire, which historically has hosted the first primary in the nation after Iowa's first in the nation caucus. Under a proposal, sources say President Biden backs, Hampshire and Nevada would go second and third.
That's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, just a few minutes ago, President Biden signed that legislation to avert a railroad workers' strike. Earlier, he tweeted, today is the last day of early voting in Georgia, ahead of next Tuesday's Senate runoff, and again urged people to vote for fellow Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republicans hope to unseat him to make the next Senate 50-50 again. And as Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports, another big-name Democrat's gone to Georgia to campaign.
Former President Barack Obama rallying support for Senator Raphael Warnock in his quest to keep his place in the United States Senate.
It turns out that most Americans prefer leaders who want to bring people together to solve real problems, as opposed to conspiracy theorists.
Obama's rally in Georgia coming after Democrats have already regained control of the Senate. Warnock still faces a tough challenge from former NFL and Georgia running back Herschel Walker.
Now, Walker tells Fox Democrats are also getting a lot of donations from out of state trying to defeat him.
I don't care where you're getting this money from. It's not coming from Georgia. Georgia is not for sale.
Alex Jones has filed for bankruptcy after court verdicts ordered the controversial talk show host to pay more than $1 billion to victims' families of the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut school shooting he long called a hoax. Kanye West went on Jones' show yesterday praising Adolf Hitler. The rapper also can't tweet anymore, yet again suspended on Twitter by much more lenient new owner Elon Musk after posting a Nazi swastika inside a Jewish symbol, the Star of David. And another social media site is backing away from him.
The right-leaning social media site Parler says Kanye West, who changed his name to Ye, will no longer buy the company. He had offered to purchase Parler in October and was expected to complete the deal by the end of the year. Parliament Technologies, which owns the site, did not disclose details other than to say the decision was made in mid-November.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.